Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Also, I got another book that's coming out next fall from Stonehill called Blood and Guts in High School. Stop it, Ted, I screamed when he finally released me. But he didn't hear. He was like a madman, overcome with lust. I was totally in his power, completely helpless. Fear, like an electric shock, ran through my body as Bill turned the car onto the deserted country road. I knew what was coming, the grand finish toward which the events of the evening had been leading. I hadn't tried to stop it. Deep down inside, I knew it was what I really wanted. And as the car bumped down the old dirt road, I prayed inwardly that this time everything would work out, that I'd be able to go through with it. Bravely, I tried to fight down the familiar feeling of terror, but the attempt was useless. Slowly, surely, it began to take control of me, increasing as we rocked closer and closer to the end of the road. I watched Bill as he drove, wondering if he had any idea of the way I felt. No, of course not. He thought I was just another girl, maybe prettier than most, but basically like everybody else. He had no idea of the struggle going on inside my head or the dark secret that lay in my past. But I knew that all too soon he'd find out what I was really like. Then he'd be gone also, just like all the others. We were near the end of the road and Bill slowed the car to a stop along the side. He switched off the lights. Then, stretching his arms above his head, he gave a long, contented sigh. Wow, he said. It's a terrific night. Listen to the birds. I am, I said, trying to sound calm, even though my heart was beating so violently I could hardly even speak. Bill turned his face to me and smiled. It was dark, and I could barely make out his features. His light brown hair looked black. The moonlight glittering in his eyes hid their blue and turned his freckled face ash white. Although I knew he was good looking, the darkness made him seem more a monster than a man. Without wanting to, I started to shake. Bill reached out and put his hand lightly on my leg. What's the matter? Are you cold?
Yes, a little, I answered quietly, even though my inner voice was screaming, No, I'm not cold, you fool. I'm scared half to death.
Come here, baby. I'll warm you up.
I wanted to go to him, and I didn't want to go to him. I wanted him to love me like I wanted to eat. I didn't want him to turn me away. Then I'd be out in the cold again, like I always was. I was scared. I was more scared than I'd been before. I had done this. I had gotten myself in this situation. I could have been stronger.
Baby. His hot breath was rasping my flesh. I could feel his hand play with the tips of my breasts under my bra. I jumped back. What's the matter, baby? Scared of daddy? Come to daddy, baby. Oh, baby. He started moaning again and put his arms around me to draw me into him. His huge lips descended on my lips, and I felt his tongue in the middle of my mouth. Something in me clicked. I wrenched myself out of his arms. What's the matter with you? Bill looked at me queerly. You sick or something?
I can't, Bill. I wanted to do everything with you. But I can't.
You've been coming on hot and heavy with me all night. You couldn't keep your hands off of me until we got out here. What do you think I am? I'm not going to let you tease me and control me.
His eyes looked mean and heavy. I had never seen him look like this before. Now he made me really frightened. He put one hand on the opening of my shirt.
You're going to give, girl. You're going to give me what you've been promising. I don't take teasing from no one.
Bill, I gasped, I just can't. Please don't be angry with me. I can't stand it when people are angry with me. I can't explain. Just drive me home.
He almost hit me, and then he stopped. I could feel him make the decision.
He put his foot on the gas pedal, and the car started up. All the way home, I felt miserable. I couldn't say anything to him. I couldn't give him what he wanted. When he said goodnight in a cold, mechanical voice, all I could do was murmur goodnight and get out of the car. I stood looking at the moon for a few moments before unlocking the front door and going inside. The evening had started out so beautifully, so romantically, but I had managed to ruin it. Like so many times before, I had become terrified at the thought of physical intimacy with a man. It seemed like I'd never be able to keep a fellow of my own. The once lovely night had become a melancholy symbol of everything my life had ever been. As I lay down on my bed, my future lay bleakly before me, that of a lonely old maid, yearly growing more sour and more miserable. I had hoped Bill would save me from such a life. Somehow, I made it through work the next day. I was nervous and irritable. I'm always like that when I get upset because I'm angry at myself and I don't know how to handle my anger. Finally, when I got home, I fell into a soft armchair. I collapsed. Since the living room lights were out, I knew my parents weren't home. Finally, I could let myself go. And I sobbed and I sobbed. I don't know how long I lay sobbing in the dark. The doorbell rang, but it was in the distance and I didn't want to answer it. "Go away," I said as loudly as I could. "Claire, it's me, Bill. Let me in." I didn't want to. I dried my eyes and I let him in. He looked sheepish and a bit scared. I could tell that, even though I was trembling so hard I could barely stand up. "What do you want, Bill?"
"I want to apologize for my actions last night. I didn't mean to treat you like that. I wanted to be good to you, and I loused everything up."
I understood that he wanted to save his sexual pride and still adjust to what I wanted. How could I tell him I didn't want anything? That I'd never let a man touch me because of my hideous past. "Bill," I said, "I thought that with you it'd be different. I really liked, I couldn't say love, you. And I wanted you. All night I was trying to get you to make love to me, and when you did, I couldn't, you're right, Bill, not me."
"It doesn't matter who's right and who's wrong, Claire," he said gently. "We're not playing power games.
I love you. I want to know why you wouldn't let me make love to you." He was so gentle to me and so loving. I couldn't keep myself closed and dark and hideous, even though I knew my dreadful secret would drive him away from me forever. "Bill,"
Bill?
It was Sunday morning, Bill. Mother and Dad had gone to church, but I stayed home so I could cook a huge Sunday brunch for the whole family. As I was mixing the eggs and milk in a bowl, my brother Ted came into the kitchen. Ted had just gotten back from NAMM, and he hadn't quite adjusted to our peaceful home. He seemed unable to talk, and he seemed real scared, like everything was just about to attack him. I knew he didn't sleep well at nights, because I heard him screaming at night through the wall that separated our two bedrooms. "Hi, Ted," I said. I wanted to show him that home was okay, friendly. I wasn't going to hurt him. He didn't answer me. After a while, he said, "Come upstairs. I've got something to show you." He had a strange, glassy look in his eyes. I wanted to talk with him, so I went upstairs eagerly. "Look, Claire," he said, pulling a pair of red silk pajamas out of his suitcase. "This is what the Vietnamese girls wear."
"Gee, Ted, they're beautiful.
Why don't you try them on? You can pretend you're a little Vietnamese girl." I grabbed them and ran into my room. When I returned, Ted was sitting on his bed. "What do you think, Ted? Am I okay?" "Come here," he said. At first, I didn't know what he was saying. "Come here, you little bitch, yellow girl. Come here, pussy. Come here, gook twat. Come, come to Teddy boy." I couldn't come. I was shocked and frightened. As I started to run out of the room, his hand caught my arm and yanked me back to him and under him so his heavy body was crushing mine. "That's right, baby. I'm no enemy. I'm going to give you what you want, what all of you yellow bitches want. I've got the thing that's going to conquer your country." His huge lips bore down on my lips, and his hands began to crush my shoulders. I shoved his face away. "Ted, I'm your sister. I'm your sister. Let me go." He grabbed my head with his hands, and his right hand covered my mouth. As he shoved my head back against the bed, his other hand tore off the red silk pajamas. His eyes were glazed and drool was coming out of his mouth. He looked cruel and he was hurting me badly. I kept struggling as much as I could, hoping for anything. "Baby, that's the way I like you. The more you move, the hotter you make me. You're so little and delicate, I just want to feel you. I want to feel you all over me." Then he started to pant. His breath was hot and fetid. I was about to faint. His demanding mouth bit down on my tongue and then on my unformed breasts. He was hurting me. His right hand unzipped his pants and he lowered himself into me. Lowered his hardened manhood into me so I thought he was tearing my skin, thrusting an iron-hot cleaver into the most secret part of my body. He kept forcing himself into me, so he began to shudder and shudder harder. Finally, he bore into me so hard, some part of me burning gave way. I felt no relief. He rolled off of me. Suddenly, he began to see me. A look of horror replaced the dazed grin on his face. "Oh my God," he gasped. "What have I done?" I grabbed my clothes and ran. I locked myself in my bathroom and turned on the bathtub. Frantically, I kept trying to clean myself. Later that night, I learned that Ted had rushed out, taken the car, and driven off a cliff. When I finished talking, I realized that Bill was still in the room. He was shivering. "What have I done to you, Claire? I should have known. Look," his hand gently took my hand. "Do you think you'll ever be able to trust me?" "Yes," I said, "but I'll have to go slowly. I'm still very scared of men." "It'll take a long time," Bill said, "but one day you'll want me to touch you and hold you and do all those other things.
As for now, I love you. I love the real you because I know everything about you. Everything else will happen. Now, I think I must be one of the luckiest girls alive. Every night, I thank God for sending me my bill. If it hadn't been for him, I'd have gone through life a lonely and bitter old maid. Instead, with the help of the man I love, I've become at last a real woman. The past few months have been a dream, and I know there are greater things in store for me. Next month, Bill and I are getting married, and with all we have going for us, we can't help but be happy. Thank you. I'll read a longer piece next in the next section.